Thank you, delegates, for coming back on time. We really appreciate it. Let's pick up where we left off. I believe we are ready to start with, are we, or did we do this? We should start with the proposed draft principles and guidelines for conduct of foreign on-site audits and inspections by CCFIX. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we continue with the consideration of these items. As you can see, there is only one item under consideration. It's quite new from 2008. It was considered one by the committee. And you have the explanations from the chair indicating that it was sent back for redrafting. And then there was a working group. So that will be considering against the document. And in view of the comments of the chair, they expect to finish it in time, probably even before the scheduled deadline. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there any comments? Would seem that there would not be. And indeed, I see no flags. The next items for us to discuss are from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first item on proposed draft standard for bitter cassava. This is for information because we have to indicate the status of all items of work. However, it was, as you recall, returned by the last session of the Commission for comments at step six, especially on some items, preparation instructions. So that will go to the next session of the committee, which will be held in 2009 and October 2009, and then endorsement by the following session of the Committee on Food Labelling. And the other sections are held at the Commission, so there is nothing for the Commission to do this year. It will be considered by the Commission in 2010. Regarding the standard for apples, it was initiated in 1999. There have been some delays due to different comments and the scope and a lot of discussion in the committee itself. And now it was adopted by the last session of the Commission at step five, and it's now moving in the system. The other items are quite recent. They were just approved as new work by the last session of the Commission. So they will be discussed at the next session. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. The one I might suggest to the group that the one item here that appears to have a little age on it is the one draft standard for apples. The Secretary has noted that action has been taken in recent years, but that might be one that we think about. As we think, are there any comments from any members of this committee? The member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just again, I think I was also going to suggest that we note the same comments and concerns that we had expressed in relation to previous standards in similar situations, and indicate an expectation to the committee that this work will be moved expeditiously. I'd also like to more broadly note that I believe that this is a problem that is a particular feature with respect to a lot of the commodity standards, where there are a lot of quality provisions, where there are differences, and I believe that there is a systemic issue in relation to advancement of standards where there are clear divergences, and I think this is something that the Commission needs to address more broadly in the context of how it is going to strategically look at the whole issue of commodity standards. Thank you.
Thank you. Member from the Southwest Pacific. If the committee then, I see the flag of the coordinator for Africa, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I note that this section on the bitter cassava is for information. But looking at the scientific advice as listed in this document, it talks about JECFA evaluated cyanogenic glycosides in 1992. I just wish to propose that in considering this by the CCFFV in October, maybe a more current information on this matter be sought before that meeting to help in the discussion. Thank you.
I thank the member from Africa. This is a technical comment, perhaps more appropriate for the commission, and this work is ongoing. So it's not strictly germane to our work at this point. Are there other comments from any members? Sorry? The Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was to recall the status of this this question of bitter cassava. In fact, the question went already to the Committee on Contaminants in Food that was raised because that was discussed. We raised it in the critical review at the last session when it came for adoption, and there is a discussion in the Commission, but also it had been forwarded, the request was made to the Committee on Contaminants to look at this possibility, whether there is a possibility or to reevaluate or to have, but it appears that at the moment there is not enough data to carry out another evaluation of the cyanogenic glycosides. And that was kept in mind, but in case there are other data, it could be done, but it has already been considered, and for the moment it was not possible, because also JECFA, of course, was there in the Committee on Contaminants, and now this question of preparation, because that was the main question related to the safety of the product, and that was why it was sent back to the committee itself. So that's the status, but it's always been considered, but it seems that at the moment it's not possible to carry out a new evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for clarifying that point. That's helpful. Seeing no other flags, can the committee agree that the executive committee would send a message to the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables encouraging or urging completion of the work, certainly on apples, by what time? Given the frequency of the meeting of that committee, the question is, what is a reasonable period of time in which to ask for completion of this work?
Madam Chair, I think the objective of the committee was to finalize it by 2011, and so that was so the next session will be held this year in the end of 2009, and then there will be another session before the commission of 2011 because it meets every 18 months. So that was the purpose of the committee. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. I think the executive committee could then recommend or urge that the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables complete this work by 2011 as it had recommended, if that is true. If that is not true, and I recognize that we have a double benefit here, coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, who also is the chair of this committee. Madam, if you could speak as the chair and giving us more detailed information that might be useful, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. El acuerdo en el comité fue que terminaríamos el estándar de manzanas en el periodo de octubre de este año.
Thank you, madam. That's even better. So then we will send the message, but we will say we will expect to see and urge you on in your commitment to send a final standard to the commission at its next meeting in 2010. Okay, very good. Thank you. I see no other flags, so that will be the sum of our comments for fresh fruits and vegetables. We next move then to the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling has two items which are quite recent. They were approved as new work by the Commission in 2008. So now they were returned to step two and three for redrafting and comments. So that was both of them are in complex issues from the technical point of view, but they now it's at the first stage, so it should be we expect them to be completed by the date scheduled. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there any comments on these two items? I see no flags. There will be no commentary from this committee to that Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. So next we move to the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. Secretary, please.
Madam Chair, I think the first item was already discussed in the previous section of the critical review because it's on the methods for dietary fiber. That was the part of the provision that was sent back to step six for comments on the methods. So that we already discussed. And the second item was approved as new work by the last session of the commission. So it's in the first, still a step two, three. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. So we have no work to do with that in this respect to this committee. Let's move on then to the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are two items. The first one is more for information because it's proposed to be the proposed draft guidelines for packing media were discontinued as separate guidelines in 2008. These provisions are included in the section in the main body of the standard for canned vegetables, which is now a step 5.8 for adoption by the Commission. So that's mostly for information. This was integrated into the draft standard, which will be for adoption at the Commission. And the other item is from 2007 for completion in 2011. There's a sampling plan for controlling minimum drain weight. So this is a step two and three. And also perhaps we would like to draw your attention to the comments by the chairperson because it seems there is only one item, but there are several items of new work under consideration. So the work is ongoing on that committee as indicated in the, we left the general comments from the chair of the committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. Any comments from any members of this committee? I see no flags. Let's move on then to the Codex Coordinating Committee for Asia. Secretary, please.
Thank you. The Committee for Asia has an item which was initiated in 2005 for non-fermented soybean products. As we have seen under the items at step 5 and 5.8, there are a number of items which were completed. This one is still under discussion. The year was 2009, but there were some time constraints because the committee finalized the several other standards, and there was some problem with the scope and the product covered by the standard, so there have been some more discussion, so this was why it was returned to step two and three. And the other standard, the proposed draft standard for chili sauce was approved as new work in 2007, so it's also quite recent, and it's now still working on the revised version. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. Is there, in the view of the members of this committee, any reason to send any message to the Coordinating Committee for Asia along the lines of urgent completion of this work, given that they have now reached their determined deadline? Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to make confirmation about the explanation made by the Colleague Secretariat. It's been a fermented soybean product. Almost every country in Asia have different type of different kind of non-fermented soybean product. So it is very difficult to get the consensus, especially for the scope. So I think we still need time, but I wonder that we cannot finish next year or probably next 2 years. So, because we will have a Codec Asia meeting next year, 2010, and probably we can finish at 2011 or 2012. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you very much for that additional information. Coordinator for Asia, I recognize that there are many, many products in this category. One question we might ask ourselves in the spirit of critical review is whether it is possible to divide some of these products that might be easier to advance and then hold back some others and that might advance more slowly. If that is possible, perhaps, and the committee agrees, we might make that suggestion. If you think it is possible, please let us know, Coordinator for Asia, if you can.
I think it is very possible if we can divide many type or many standards of the non-fermented soybeans, because it's very different. So I strongly fully agree with your suggestion to divide the standard. Thank you.
Does the committee agree that this might be a step we might take, or I mean, it clearly would be in the judgment of the committee whether to take this step, if upon careful consideration it did make sense that they could advance some of the commodities faster than others. If there are concerns about this suggestion, let's hear them, in which case we would not make that suggestion. Member from North America, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just asking our advisors whether it was indeed appropriate to comment on a regional standard, but as has been rightfully pointed out, the Executive Committee does provide advice across the various activities of the Commission. So the suggestion that you made, I believe, is a good one, whether other options can be found, because indeed a challenge has been noted in being able to advance the standard because of the complexity of the number of products. So perhaps categorizing or other options could be considered and reported back.
Thank you, member from North America. So then I would propose that this executive committee make a recommendation to the commission that goes to the Coordinating Committee for Asia to ask it to consider how these commodities might be divided into categories, some of which may advance more quickly in the step process than others, thereby ultimately resulting in useful standards for countries and trading partners who need them. Member for Europe on this point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with your summary there, but I'm not quite so sure that if we've subdivided to make progress, it's necessarily sensible to allow the remaining products to carry on year after year. So that, just to add to your terminology, agreeing to ask the committee to consider subdividing the products in order to make progress and to consider whether consensus is likely on the remaining products and whether work should continue. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Europe. I would suggest adding that, but I would also suggest that this executive committee, committed as it is to its task, will never take its eye off those other commodities, but will urge their advancement with all due haste. But perhaps if the committee agrees, we could add the consideration suggested by the member from Europe. I see nodding heads. All right, we will do that. Thank you very much for that thoughtful discussion. We turn now to the Coordinating Committee for the Near East. And I ask the Secretary to introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There is only one item. This is the Code of Practice for Street Vended Foods, which was initiated in 2001. And there is some delay, we understand, in the preparation of the draft. So it's still under discussion. I just would like to recall some of the background. There are similar codes of practice in other regions, one for Latin America and one for Africa. So that's also because in the critical review, we should take into account text from other committees. Of course, there are different regions, but that would be perhaps also useful for the Committee for the Near East, and also, and I guess this was taken into account when they were working on that document, there are quite a number of documents developed by FAO and by WHO on street vended foods, recommendations to countries. There were quite a number of projects, so probably they have a lot of very good and useful documents on which they could base their work. That's just for the information of the Executive Committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. This work has been started in 2001, no obvious progress. Before discussing, however, what our message might be to that committee, I think it is only fair that we hear from the member coordinator for the Near East. Sir.
Shukran, Sayyid Raisa. بالنسبة لهذا العمل فعلا قد حصل بعض التأخير في إنجازه وتقديمه في صيغته النهائية وذلك راجع لأخذ بعين الاعتبار جميع الوثائق التي أعدها الدستور الغذائي والتي ذكرتها الأمانة وكذلك حول ترجمة هذه النصوص والإشكاليات في تقديمها خلال الدورة الخامسة ففي الدورة الخامسة للجنة الشرق الأدنى تنسيق الشرق الأدنى تم تقديم وثيقة ومع ملاحظات بعض الأعضاء لذلك أرجعت اللجنة إلى الخطوة الثالثة من أجل تقديم مقترحات حول الوثيقة التي تم إعدادها من مصر وننوي تقديم الوثيقة النهائية خلال الدورة السادسة لهذه اللجنة أي في بداية 2011 حيث تكون هذه الوثيقة مستوفاة جميع الشروط ويمكن مناقشتها في الخطوة الثالثة وتقديمها للجنة خلال سنة 2011 في خطوة 5/8. شكرا.
Thank you very much, sir, coordinator for the Near East. I would suggest then that with that very clear information that you've shared with us, that the message from the Executive Committee back to the Committee for the Near East would be that the Executive Committee notes the comments that were made and looks forward to seeing that document submitted to the Commission for adoption at Step 5-8 at its 2011 session. Thank you very much. That concludes our discussion of the Coordinating Committee for the Near East. We move now to the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are several items on this, and there is a committee on food labeling. The first one is very limited amendment to the guidelines on organically produced foods. Ethylene for other uses, it started in 2006, and in 2008 it was adopted for the use for kiwi fruit and bananas by the Commission held in 2008. So the deadline was complied with in that case, but then the committee agreed to discuss further other possible uses of ethylene for other, for example, tropical fruit. So that will be discussed further by the next session of the committee. The second and the third items are relating to the labeling of foods from biotechnology or genetically modified, genetically engineered. There are the definitions and the recommendations. Both of them, as we are all aware, are very controversial. As regards the definitions, they are held at step 7, because initially they were supposed to be inserted in the general standard. Then the question of the definitions was linked to the recommendations, which were in separate guidelines, and there was no agreement to finalize the definitions, to send them to the Commission for adoption until the other recommendations were not finalized. Now there has been some further discussion in the committee, and that might be discussed independently. Something else I would like to add, which is not in the paper, the definitions on this type of product already exist in another codec text. They were developed by the Task Force on Foods Derived from Biotechnology, and these are in fact the same definitions. As regards the recommendation for the labeling of the foods from GMGE, that has been discussed since 1996. It went through a lot of different stages. Sometimes it was held at the committee, sometimes it was really discussed. I mean, a specific text was discussed. And in fact, in the 35th session of the committee, agreed on another time frame, which would be the completion was 4 years. And since that day, there have been two sessions where it was discussed. So that would mean completion after two more sessions, 2010, 2011. So it would be 2011. Perhaps, Madam Chair, we can stop at this stage before proceeding with the other items from that committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. On these two items, are there comments from members of this committee? I see one flag. I'll take the member from Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Sin entrar en consideraciones sobre el fondo de la cuestión, me parece que este es uno de los casos más emblemáticos de las demoras en que se ha incurrido en el Códex. Podemos tener, hacer distintas cuentas, pero por lo menos hace 15 años que estamos discutiendo esto y me parece que sí requeriría, ya hemos hecho advertencias al comité, creo que el año pasado les volvimos a llamar la atención y el anterior también, con lo cual no sé qué tipo de advertencia podríamos hacer en esta oportunidad respecto a la evolución del trabajo, porque lo que queda claro es que nunca hay consenso. Gracias.
Thank you, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Member for Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Madam Chair. During the course of today's discussion, we have expressed similar concerns in respect of a number of other committees. The Fisheries Committee's work comes to mind. But I think the experience and the problems associated with this particular work must be characterized as particularly unique from my observation and experience with this work. The concern that I have is really the assessment or judgment as to the prospects for progress given the long history and the very divergent opinions on this very intractable issue. The committee, as has been noted, has had a number of attempts to find common ground. And in this context, we certainly saw the progress that was made at the working group in Ghana about 16 months ago as providing a possible way forward. So I have two comments, essentially. One, I think it is important for the executive committee to recognize the particular difficulties in relation to this work and the make some comments about the prospects for advancing this area. That leads on to the more specific question as to whether an extended time frame will necessarily facilitate consensus on this issue. We do, however, believe that the committee has been given a new four-year time frame to see whether something can be achieved within that time using the output of the working group that was considered at the most recent meeting. So my specific comment here is that the executive committee needs to give a very clear statement of its expectation that if this final attempt does not reach a consensus, then clearly the option to suspend or discontinue this work must be considered by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Southwest Pacific. Coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to also indicate that this particular matter, though highly controversial and has been with us for a long time, is critical that the leadership of CODEX is seen in resolving this matter to help guide the process forward for many developing countries especially. The issue of labeling, the definitions, and related matters are critical. And I think the leadership of CODEX should be found in this, and we need to find a way to guide the process to a positive conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa. Member for North America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Perhaps if I could speak as a host country for the Committee on Labeling rather than the North American representative. We were negligent in not having sent the comments of the host country and chair in to accompany the document that's to guide our discussions here today, and we do apologize for that. Were the chair here, I am sure that he would note that while some progress has been made on the guidelines themselves, the fact that the chapeau document to accompany, or the chapeau text to accompany this document, did result in another round of lack of consensus. And I'm sure that the chair would fully appreciate the comments of the executive committee and of the commission in helping to highlight the importance of members seeking to find consensus on this particular agenda item if indeed this work is going to continue. The chair is a very talented consensus builder. He will do whatever he can to achieve this consensus, but we do realize that while we have until we have two more meetings to discuss this particular agenda item, this has been on the agenda for quite some period of time at the Labeling Committee. And so any recommendations from this forum to encourage work to be completed would be appreciated.
Thank you. Member from North America, coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señora presidente. Nada más para apoyarlo, la intervención hecha por el representante de Latinoamérica y Caribe en cuanto a que la recomendación de este comité debería de ser un poco más estricta, ya que este tema lleva mucho tiempo en la agenda y no se ha llegado a ningún consenso a nivel mundial. Posiblemente después de que termine el periodo de 4 años que se les había otorgado, debería de recomendarse que si no se llega a consenso, se elimine el tema de la agenda.
Thank you, Coordinator, Latin America and the Caribbean. And who we have, I'm sorry. Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was trying to follow the discussion of this matter, especially food lapelling concerning the biotechnology. I noticed that the discussion is not technical matters. I noticed. And this is very, very critical, I think. So I would like to support to Coordinator for Africa that this is our job to, you know, to give some guidance to the committee. And we have to make decision because otherwise, I wonder that we cannot consensus in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia. Coordinator for Europe, please.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I also like to express our support for the continuation of the work on this matter, but certainly also to have somehow a time limit, to set a time limit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Member for Asia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We do see that it will be very difficult to reach any agreement in the near future. However, as said by the Coordinator for Africa and Asia, this attracts great concern or interest among consumers, industry, and so many other people. So, I mean, even a proposal to discontinue will be contentious, I would say. So since, you know, we have given additional 4 years time frame, we should be very, very strict on that and send a strong message that the work should be finished within that time frame. At the same time, I was told from the delegation of my country going to that meeting, said by can I say Canada in this case, that there was a sense of going forward in getting compromise. So perhaps we are hopeful that a conclusion in one way or the other should be reached within the rest 2 years or so. Yeah. So in short, we should keep that four-year period which we gave at the beginning, and we send a strong message to the committee that work should be finished within that time frame, and we should keep very close eye on it. And also, there is something kind of interesting or strange for me, perhaps personally, that is, as explained by the Secretariat, that this work started before the time of Codex having opportunity to discuss much about GMOs, and we needed some update. But when this updated definition is not still agreeable, it may be very difficult, but we should keep in mind that there is already some existing definition in Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Asia. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I would like to support the remarks made by my colleague from Asia. A deadline has been discussed, and this work cannot continue indefinitely. It is important to very many countries, including in Europe. And I noted, Madam Chair, that you're already writing. I suspect you were writing some conclusions, and I hope that they include that the committee notes that this is a highly controversial matter and important to many countries, but that this work cannot go on indefinitely and would expect the work to be completed by the deadline set of 2011 or similar sorts of wording. But just because it's controversial and important doesn't mean that we can continue with this indefinitely. Thank you.
Uh, for Europe? For the Near East, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. فيما يخص هذا الموضوع هو من المواضيع الهامة جدا وخاصة فيما يتعلق بالدول النامية. طبعا المناقشات بدأت من 4 سنين ولا يمكن أن يترك النقاش إلى ما لا نهاية. لكن بعتقد أنه يفترض بالمنظمتين الراعيتين أن تساعد اللجنة على بتقديم بعض الحلول للوصول إلى التوافق. الموضوع مهم وحديث وممكن أنه المنظمتين الراعيتين يساعد اللجنة على حصول توافق، إما بتقديم مقترحات من خلال التعريف الخاصة أن تقدم وتساعد اللجنة في الوصول إلى التوافق. شكرا سيدة الرئيسة.
Member from the Near East, I think FAO would like to add some information that may clarify a point raised by you.
Yes,
FAO,
thank you,
please.
Madam Chair, if I recall correctly, this advice has already provided by the task forces to the task forces of the Codex. It is the definition we're based in the series of expert meetings that we held in that matter. Then the advice has already provided to the task force, and the documents are there.
Thank you, Representative from FAO. We'll take the member from Africa. Beyond that, I see no more flags, and then we will try to sum up. Thank you.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Effectivement, pour ce qui concerne ce travail, nous sommes tous d'accord qu'il y a des difficultés importantes liées à l'enjeu de la question, et on est aussi d'avis que il faut bien terminer dans un certain délai, mais c'est quand même très important de souligner que pour les pays en voie de développement, c'est une question incontournable parce que ça permet de régler un certain nombre de questions auxquelles nous faisons face et pour lesquelles on n'a pas de solution. Donc je soutiens fermement que le travail continue et qu'on puisse fixer un délai raisonnable. Merci.
Thank you, member for Africa. It seems to me that virtually all in this room are in agreement on several key points. I'm sorry? Who's? Ah! The best way to hide is in plain sight. Vice Chair Dave, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Listening to what our colleague Member Europe and our friends from the developing countries have said, perhaps we might consider recommending to the committee to look at the possibility of having a facilitator to take this work forward and suggest a time frame of 4 years. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Dave. The committee has already set a deadline for itself. It set that deadline for two years ago, and it has said it will complete its work by 2011. I think we should respect that judgment and hold the committee to that timeline. You do suggest an interesting possibility, because it is clear from listening to all the comments made in this room that this issue is highly controversial. That is stands without argument. Yet it is also seen as very valuable by a number of countries. Not necessarily different countries. All agree that the work should should continue at least until the time that the deadline that the committee has set for itself. This committee needs to make a recommendation to the Committee on Food Labeling. And I propose that it would consider advising the Committee on Food Labeling, having noted the points I just made, to complete their work by 2011, the four-year, which is the end of the four-year deadline they themselves have assigned to themselves. And if the work is not achieved, the completion of the work is not achieved by 2011, then the executive committee will recommend corrective action. We could say recommend suspension of the work for a period of time with work to continue on an informal basis in an attempt to seek consensus. We might build a recommendation into the next 2 years of work of the committee, as suggested by Vice Chair Dave, that the committee consider new ways of negotiation, because it is evident that there is an abiding interest in this issue by a number of countries, but that the ways of seeking consensus so far have failed. New ways of finding consensus might be tried. Attempting negotiation might be one way. Using a facilitator might be another way. One other possibility would be to suggest discontinuation of the work rather than suspension. I have a sense that we have the possibility of suggesting to the committee that it suspend for a period of time. We might suggest that period of time. We might ask the committee what it considers to be a period of time the suspension should hold for, with the idea that at some time in the future, conditions might be better for achieving consensus. The consensus that has eluded us for, well, quite a while now, over 14, 15 years. Might you think about that for a minute? I'll think about it for a minute, consult with my colleague here, and then we will try to agree on a text of recommendations to this committee. Thank you, committee, for your indulgence, and I hope you are working among yourselves to consolidate your own thoughts. I would like to try a proposal and see how it fits with you. The Codex Executive Committee acknowledges that in the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, there is continued interest in this item, and also it acknowledges that the matter remains highly controversial within the committee. Codex Executive Committee notes the deadline that CCFL has set for itself 2 years ago and expects that CCFL will either complete the work or complete the work by the deadline or make a suggestion for a period of suspension of the work with a plan for resolving the controversial issues within the time of suspension or discontinuation of the work. During the remaining 2 years, CC Exec suggests that CCFL try alternative means of reaching consensus, such as use of a facilitator. Concerning the definitions, CC Exec notes that definitions regarding biotechnology have already been developed by the Task Force on Biotechnology and should be taken into account. Full stop. Comments, please. Or would you like me to read it again? I see two flags, so we'll start with member from Africa, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je suis d'accord sur l'essentiel de ce que vous avez noté, mais l'élément qui consiste à demander au comité déjà envisagé de faire une proposition d'interruption, alors que si le délai de travail, c'est jusqu'en 2011. Ils ont quand même, le comité a environ 2 ans à travailler. Et, en tout cas, donc peut-être que je n'ai pas bien compris. Moi, je voudrais juste dire qu'on encourage le comité à travailler et pouvoir terminer le travail dans les délais impartis. Et pour ce faire, utiliser toutes les voies possibles pour avancer, y compris sélectionner un facilitateur ou toute autre modalité pour pouvoir avancer. Merci.
Thank you, sir. Of course, what we mean to say is that the committee should use all possible means to come to agreement within the time, the 2 years left to it. But if by 2011 it cannot achieve consensus, then this committee suggests those three options that it has to manage itself, to manage its own work. Committees can manage their own work. And that, in my view, I think in our view, is preferable, rather than having the executive committee have to manage the work for them. Member from Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, my comment was exactly on that last point, where if the work is not completed by 2011, it would be for the committee to discuss the various options. And I can't see such a committee agreeing on which particular option. But perhaps we need to wait till 2018 for it to consider the options. But seriously, I was quite content with your earlier formula, where if the work, if consensus is not achieved by the end of the committee's own deadline, then I think it is for this committee to recommend positive action, which is actually, if you like, a threat, but it's a threat that should be carried through. So that this is not a continued extension. So I think it that's the only controversial part of what you read out, Madam Chair, is the committee notes a deadline set for two years' time and expects the committee to complete its work. Otherwise, this committee will consider possible corrective action. Because if you spell out all the options, it then starts to become more controversial. And we do agree with the suggestion that during the remaining 2 years, we urge the committee to consider other ways of negotiation, for example, use of a facilitator. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I understand your point. My only comment is that it's, I think, as a matter of good governance and codex, it's always best if committees can manage their work themselves. But I will take that on advisement from other members in this committee, and I will take the coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to add my support to the comments made by the member from Europe and say that this is a critical time for this executive committee to also guide the steps, even though normally the executive committee will not interfere with the work of the committee. But here we have an issue that goes back and forth and is gone for several years. And I think that your summary that you gave us, without the issue of discontinuation, the option coming from us as discontinuation will be comfortable. That means they can do the work for the 2 years, and at the end of the 2 years, then this committee can review what has been achieved, and we move on from there, rather than the details that were spelled out on discontinuation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had exactly the same sort of views as expressed by Europe and Africa. I think the immediate priority must be to get a clear message to the committee to stick to the timetable it has set for itself and use all possible means to advance its work and see whether it can reach some consensus. In the event that no consensus is achieved, then the ball is back in the court of the Executive Committee, and it's at that point that the Executive Committee will have to look at what action it deems appropriate. If the committee chooses to offer some suggestions for how to deal with it, we will accept that guidance as part of the deliberations that we might engage at that point. So we think for those reasons, it is not critical for us to spell out the possible options that the committee might consider, but be silent on that at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Member from Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We too agree with the comment made by the member from Europe. We should send a really strong message, that is, please, or you have to finalize the work within 2 years and nothing more. I mean, if you put something like suspension, then there is a possibility for putting off work. We'd like to avoid that. So if something doesn't go as we expect, then it's time for the executive committee to give even stronger instruction. Thank you.
Thank you. Member from Asia. Member from Latin America and Caribbean.
Gracias, señora. Si no recuerdo mal, una de las razones por las que en el Comité Ejecutivo se establecieron criterios para hacer la revisión crítica de los trabajos del Códex era justamente para procurar evitar que tanto los miembros como los coordinadores opinaran en base a intereses propios, sobre todo los representantes, a intereses propios en lugar de hacerlo de una manera objetiva. Entonces se establecieron criterios donde lo que tenía que primar era la objetividad respecto a el buen trabajo que se había realizado o no en el Códex. Lo que me llama mucho la atención, independientemente de la importancia política del tema que se está discutiendo, o comercial, porque convengamos que acá ninguna de las otras dos cuestiones son las que están en discusión, es que en realidad lo que no llegamos a hacer es a manejar los mismos criterios con la misma objetividad de acuerdo al tema. Entonces, en unos casos decimos que son los comités los que tienen que decidir. Aplaudimos a Malasia en su carácter de presidente del Comité de Gracias y Aceite, porque ha dicho que en el caso de aceite de oliva, si en la próxima reunión no se resuelve el tema, se elimina de agenda. En este caso, que lleva el doble de tiempo como mínimo, seguimos no solo esperando, sino que ni siquiera nos animamos a decirles cuáles son las medidas correctivas que se podrían llegar a tomar en el caso que no llegaran a resolver la situación. La otra cuestión que me preocupa de esta discusión y que tiene que ver con cómo va a quedar redactada el acta es que lo que interpreto es que el Comité Ejecutivo no debería prejuzgar sobre el resultado que tiene que alcanzar el Comité. Simplemente el Comité Ejecutivo lo que tiene que decir es esperamos la decisión del Comité o el documento que el Comité tenga o lo que haya hecho el Comité dentro de 2 años. Si hizo o no hizo, dependerá del Comité. Creo que el Ejecutivo no está para decir ustedes deben hacer un documento. Y no me termina de quedar claro cómo va a quedar redactado esto en función de algunas de las intervenciones. Gracias.
Thank you, member from Latin America and Caribbean. Foul, please.
Señora Presidenta, yo quisiera hacer una reflexión y quizá el Comité Ejecutivo y usted pudieran considerar la posibilidad de agregar en su mensaje a este comité un hecho que me parece fundamental. Aquí hemos escuchado a varias regiones insistiendo de que en este momento se necesita el liderazgo del Códex para definir un problema que ha estado por 15 años. El no cumplir el trabajo en estos 2 años es otra vez una oportunidad perdida por el Códex, por todos nosotros, en lograr avanzar en un tema que es muy controverso. Pero es una oportunidad que el sistema no debe perder. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Representative from FAO. I will now read out what I hope sincerely captures the essence of this discussion. Please tell me if you think it does not. The Codex Executive Committee acknowledges that in the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, there is continued interest in this issue. This is the issue on, we don't need to read out the entire title. And it acknowledges that the matter remains highly controversial. The Codex Executive Committee notes the deadline that the Committee on Food Labeling gave itself 2 years ago, and fully expects that the Committee on Food Labeling will either complete the work by the deadline of 2011, or the Executive Committee will take corrective action. During the remaining 2 years, The Codex Executive Committee suggests that the Committee on Food Labeling try all possible means of reaching consensus, such as use of a facilitator. Concerning the definitions, the Codex Executive Committee notes that the definitions regarding biotech have already been developed by the Task Force on Biotechnology and should be taken into account. I see heads nodding around the room. Thank you very much. We will send a strong note. Member from North America, please.
My apologies. The text reads that the executive committee would take corrective action. Are we able to take corrective action or recommend corrective action? Okay.
Thank you. I'm sure many of us wish we could take, but we will recommend corrective action. Thank you. Dare I suggest that we've concluded work on this item? Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your thoughtful listening and your thoughtful suggestions. We are now ready to move on to where I am no longer sure. All right. Thank you. We continue with the Committee on Food Labeling with the next item for consideration, and I turn to the Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. These two items, the guidelines on the revision of the guidelines on nutrition labeling. This is a section on the listing of nutrients. It was initiated in 2008, but that was the end of another process which took place before, which was a consideration of the WHO global strategy on diet, physical activity and health, and that was considered several times in the committee. There was a discussion plan of action proposed by WHO in cooperation with FAO that was considered by the committee, how to translate that into a concrete revisions or concrete text at the level of the committee. And that came to this discussion on the revision of the guidelines on nutrition labeling, which are the nutrients which are of more importance in the framework of the global strategy, and how the guidelines should be amended to change the list of nutrients which should always be declared, and ultimately to make a recommendation on mandatory nutrition labeling. We would just like to draw attention to the timeline, which has been set at 2015, which seems perhaps quite an exception to the usual deadline, which are normally 5 years. This one is 7 years. It was discussed once in the committee, and as indicated in the last column, there was working group and then revised version, which could not be sent for comments. So that was resent for comments. The second item is also related to also follow-up to the implementation of the global strategy, and this is it seems more not so complicated as the previous one, because the deadline is 2013, which is just 5 years. This is on the principles for the eligibility of nutrition labeling, but both items are as a follow-up to the global strategy. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there any comments from the committee? I see no flags. We turn now to, on either of these documents, I take it, then we turn now to the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As in previous item on critical review, where we looked at step 5 and step 8, we still have proposed draft and revised MRLs, which are various steps. Some of them are held at step 7, and always this is on the basis of the GMPR evaluation. And there are some other items. One is the revision of the guidelines on the estimation of uncertainty of results for the determination of pesticide residues. There is an existing, there are existing guidelines, and it was the revision was initiated in 2008. So now it's in the beginning of the process. Just also to draw your attention that we noted earlier that there are also guidelines, general guidelines on measurement uncertainty in the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. And these, there is good coordination between the two committees. Of course, Committee on Methods of Analysis looks at the general aspect and the pesticide residues specifically for pesticides. So these are the question of measurement uncertainty is in consideration in both of us, and both of them are at step three. The other item, the proposed draft principles for selection of representative commodities, there is no date of initiation because, as indicated in the last column, it was part of the work on the codex classification for food and feeds, which is, as we mentioned earlier, quite an ongoing and extensive work. And this document will provide principles specifically for the extrapolation and for minor crops. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there any comments on these documents from any committee member? I see no flags. Let's turn then to the last set of documents before us for this review, which are in the Codex Committee or from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Committee on Milk and Milk Products has now two items. One is at step six. It is on fermented milk that was sent for comments. The target date is 2010. The next session of the committee will be held in February 2010. That was adopted at step five as the last session, and the committee expects to finalize the draft amendment at its next session. The second document is a proposed draft standard for processed cheese. It was initiated in 2002, and there have been some controversial issues throughout the discussion on the scope of the standard. We have the update that physical working group was held this year, but it seemed that even through this additional work, there are still some different positions on the composition of the product. So that will be discussed at the next session of the committee in February 2010. And these would be the only items remaining on the agenda of the committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there any comments on either of these? Only one of which sort of cries out for some notice. I would just note the proposed draft standard for processed cheese, which is acknowledged to face a very rough go. It has had a rough go, and it looks as though it's going to have continued rough going. So I would ask you, as you think about comments, if this committee would consider sending a message to the Committee on Milk and Milk Products about that standard, draft standard. Are there any comments, please? Member from North America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We perhaps should note the diligence of this committee in advancing its work to the point where it has almost completed the work on its table or on its agenda. Noting the lack of progress that has been made in this physical working group, it would not appear that a lot of progress can be made at the upcoming meeting. And one would hesitate to hold meetings of this committee just for the sake of finalizing this particular standard. When it appears that there's not clarity around the need for the standard, if the scope cannot be determined. So perhaps this is a situation where we could ask the committee to consider whether indeed the standard should be continued.
Thank you, Member from North America. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to agree with remarks by the member from North America. This has been a difficult negotiation, and perhaps never really stood a chance of success. We recall that the very diligent chair and secretariat have reached this stage, perhaps the end of the line for the committee. And perhaps the issue here is not necessarily giving a warning, but whether this work should be, recommendation is that the work should cease. But certainly when we come to later discussion, and it will be for the host country to comment, perhaps the life of the committee has come to a close in any case, or rather is coming to a close. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. Member Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Speaking as the host country for the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products, I'd just simply like to acknowledge the comments made by the member for North America and by the member for Europe about the imminent situation facing the committee in terms of its completion of its work program. I recall at the last meeting of the Executive Committee immediately after the previous session of the Milk Committee in 2008, we mentioned the recommendation at that point of the Milk Committee that on the prospects for advancing this work, and it was in fact borne out by the outcome of the most recent working group meeting, where consensus was clearly not able to be reached. And I think it's fair to say that the upcoming session of the Milk Committee will have very few options before it in terms of determining the future for this work. So I'd simply leave it at that point. It is not for me to prejudge the outcome of the committee on this, but simply to note the comments made by the other members of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. Are there any other comments? I see none. I suggest then that there appears to be a sense among the members of this executive committee that a message go to the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, suggesting that in view of the persistent difficulty of advancing this work, that the work be discontinued. Do I see agreement with this statement? I see nodding heads in all ranks. Thank you very much, and we will reward ourselves with a coffee break.